All right, to discuss today's business headlines are Alan Tonelson, an economist and founder of the blog Reality Check, and Ed Butovsky, managing partner at Chapwood Investments. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us. Alan, let's start with you. Sure. President Trump threatening more tariffs, as we said, the president threatening to increase tariffs to 25% on about $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Is the president right to put the squeeze on China now?
I'd have to agree with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who is ordinarily no friend of Mr. Trump's, who said that the only way to deal with the Chinese is by using strength. The Chinese have a decades-long record of violating practically every treaty that they've signed. From all reports, and certainly what the administration claims, the Chinese were starting already to backtrack on trade commitments that they'd been making over the last few months, which were expected to bring these talks to a mutually beneficial conclusion, possibly as early as the end of this week. But apparently, again, there was major Chinese backtracking. The United States quite rightly decided to put its foot down. And now it's up to the Chinese to decide how they want to handle Donald Trump.
Ed, how can any deal with the Chinese be enforced? I mean, this really brings in the need to have enforcement mechanisms in the form of tariffs being maintained until there is a change of behavior from Beijing.
And that probably will never occur in our lifetime, Michelle. I mean, you know, for so many years, it's impossible to trust the Chinese on just about anything. You know, what's nice about this is we know that probably the top level of the tariffs is 25%. So you probably have a little bit of a range now because the president threw out what he would go to. I really believe this is the president is just getting a little sick and tired of how long this trade negotiation has taken. And it really has kind of hit a kind of a rigor mortis stage. Things aren't moving at all. So this was his way to really get things going. But can you trust the Chinese in something that they sign? No, I don't think there's any chance in the world we can take anything they sign and really believe it's going to be enforced. But we're moving somewhere. I said a long time ago on this show, Michelle, that You can't necessarily believe that something great is going to happen, but something is going to start going in the right direction. And that's really all we can hope for that's going to come from this trade negotiation.
And arguably, Ed, any kind of trade deal that the U.S. strikes with China is better than the position that it was before these negotiations started. Alan, it brings in this question of whether this will be a narrow deal focusing mostly on trade issues or whether this will be a broader deal that actually tackles those tougher issues, addressing China's intellectual property practices, its forced data transfers. And some would say, Alan, that this is it. This is the chance to get a deal that tackles all of this whilst the U.S. economy is strong, while the Chinese economy is struggling a little bit. Is this the it? Is this now or never time?
Oh, no, it's not now or never time, simply because just as the United States has always needed China much less than China has needed the United States, that's going to continue for as far as the eye can see. But the problem is, as Ed just pointed out, the Chinese are completely untrustworthy. And this is a big ask, or I should say a big demand from the United States to restructure their entire economy, which is basically, at least as far as world trade rules go, a totally rogue economy. This is a massive restructuring job. It's not going to happen. And even if the Chinese had a so-called come to Jesus moment right now and said, you know, gosh darn it, we're going to do exactly what President Trump says, there is no way that the United States could adequately verify that promise for years to come, which is why I fully expect very high tariffs to stay exactly where they are. And for that to actually continue what's been a process of steady U.S. disengagement economically from China, that's going to keep continuing no matter what the outcome of these current trade talks.
But Alan, do you see a favorable outcome from these current trade talks in one way or another? Do you see perhaps that narrower trade deal?
It's possible, but I think the president's actions yesterday strongly indicated that he's not going to be satisfied with that kind of an outcome. It's been widely speculated that that getting the Chinese to agree to buy more soybeans and more natural gas, for example, would help him in those farm-heavy states in the Midwest that were quite crucial to his election victory back in 2016. And there's a certain political logic to that. But if you listen carefully to what American farmers have been saying, clearly they're very unhappy with the China trade situation over the last few months. But they're so far still willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
And it's interesting, Alan, as you pointed out, that there's even some support from the Democrats, at least from Senator Chuck Schumer tweeting today that the president should keep that up, saying don't back down. Strength is the only way to win with China. Ed, final thoughts on this. The markets, to a large degree, many would say, have already baked in a positive trade deal. What happens if we don't get some kind of positive resolution over the next few weeks?
Well, I'll say, regardless if we do or if we don't, but if this market has every reason to go substantially lower from here because it's so grossly overpriced. And, it's an interesting subject for us to dissect. But to address exactly that point, if a deal is not done with China, we will see this market sell off and then probably pick up steam, because on a technical basis, you're going to start hitting a lot of resistance points or a lot of support levels, and this market will start to fall off quite a bit. I think we're overstating also a little bit how important this deal is, Michelle. I just want to make that one point. It's important, but there's a lot of other trade imbalances in other countries as well. But as China, if we strike a deal with China, we might strike deals with other countries. But overall, be very careful in the stock market, regardless if we strike a deal or not.
Ed, thank you so much. Ed Butofsky, Alan Tonelson, appreciate it.